This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. President Biden is coming to Colorado this week. He'll attend a campaign event in Denver Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, the president will tour the world's largest wind tower manufacturer in Pueblo, CS Wind, where he'll talk about green energy and green jobs. The news release from the White House says Biden will highlight so-called MAGA Republicans and how they're threatening these investments and job opportunities. Local food banks and diaper programs are getting $3 million in funding thanks to a state settlement with Walmart. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The need for food and baby gear in Colorado has increased this year. The money from the Department of Law comes from a settlement the office reached with a superstore earlier this year because the company was mischarging customers from the prices listed on the shelves. Attorney General Phil Weiser made the announcement from an organization that runs mobile food pantries. They say they have seen a 65% increase in people needing help. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And the Denver Broncos will look to extend their winning streak to 5 games today. They'll host the Cleveland Browns in a matchup of 2 teams looking to stay in the playoff hunt. The Broncos started the season 1-5. They've since won 4 in a row, thanks in large part to their defense. The Browns have an excellent defense themselves. Kickoff is at 2:05. And we'll see sunny skies over the stadium today. Highs near 40 degrees for Denver. Overnight lows in the teens. This is CPR News and KRCC.